The Skagway Assembly has a packed agenda for tomorrow's meeting. CageNuts has this preview of the discussions that will make it to the dais this week. There are 4 public hearings scheduled. Residents will have a chance to weigh in on a coordinated transportation plan compiled by Catholic Community Services. The document points to a goal to apply for funding to purchase an ADA-accessible van to replace an aging vehicle currently in service in Skagway. Southeast Senior Services is applying for a grant for the purchase from the state's Community Transit Program. It's asking the municipality to provide a 20% match, $15,000. The Assembly will consider a resolution to support the plan. It will also discuss adopting an alternative method for the FY18 Shared Fisheries Business Tax Program. The program is for sharing of fish tax collected outside municipal boundaries. It's for municipalities that experienced significant negative effects from fisheries business activities in 2016. In the alternative method, local governments in different fisheries management areas can work together to determine how to distribute available funds. The public will also have a chance to weigh in on this resolution. The Assembly will consider the priority list for capital improvement projects. It will also address a resolution requesting commercial passenger vessel tax funding for projects. Both items are up for public hearings. Also at the meeting, an ordinance related to Title 12, Harbors and Ports, in Municipal Code will be introduced. It would amend the code to address regulations for the Port of Skagway and the Port Enterprise Fund. A draft memorandum of understanding with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad is also on the agenda again. At a special meeting last week, the Assembly overturned a mayoral veto of a motion to approve a draft MOU. Its action moved the document forward to a negotiating committee. There are several new business items on the meeting's agenda, including the cost estimate and schematics for the Skagway Community Activity Center and senior housing. The project construction is estimated to cost about $4.2 million. The meeting is Thursday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. You can listen live through a link on our website, khns.org. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.